Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Vance.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're going to be tailgating out in the Junction or just watching the games from home, when you fire up the grill, make beef the star of your cookout. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You certainly are going to be looking for it. So get after it at College Corner. They've got the logos that you want. They've got the colors that you need, everything you're looking for, Mississippi State, at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell. Shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy a fantastic lunch today, go get the blue plate at Restaurant Tyler. It's the best blue plate in Starkville. It's probably the best blue plate in the state of Mississippi. The food there is always top-notch. The people are great. You're going to have a great value for your dollar as well. I feel like I could throw some of the stuff I say about Priority One Bank in on that one. And now more than ever, it's important to get value for your blue plate. You get that at Restaurant Tyler, the best restaurant in Starkville. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Get those questions answered at Priority One Bank. Get a banker who knows you as well as your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Talked to Jeff Lebby a couple hours ago. 13 minutes today. Not bad.
Was it 13 minutes?
13 minutes.
I thought it was less than that.
It was 13. I looked. From the time I made the first quote to the time I tweeted, there he goes.
There he goes.
It was 13 minutes.
Okay.
Exactly. So, I thought my biggest takeaway is this. 1 year ago today, or I think maybe like a year tomorrow or whatever it is, right? We were in there talking to Jeff Lebby following the Toledo game.
Oof.
And I went back and actually looked at my tweets because that was when I was still tweeting. Yeah, I guess I still do. I was tweeting, you know, what he said. And I mean, I don't even have to hear his tone of voice to hear how, I mean, he was not a happy guy that day. And so to get him today, and in some ways, he's the same guy, and that's a good thing for Mississippi State. He's not too high, not too low, right? He's just where he is. That's fine. But at the same time, you can tell just from talking to him that he has a higher level of confidence in his team than he had at this point of season. This point of season ago, I think it was kind of, I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't know it would be this bad. From Jeff Lebby, and now it's like I knew we were going to be better. Now it's how much better can we be from Jeff Lebby?
Yeah, and I think back to that week. I mean, that was whenever the NIL stuff started to get thrown out there as you know, Mississippi State started to prepare for we got to get a better roster. You know, a lot of stuff started shifting at that time. We didn't see it on the field at that time, but that is kind of where things started to really shift for this program. And it's been kind of cool. You know, they're obviously not done, but it's been kind of cool to see the transformation in just 1 year from Mississippi State, from where Jeff Lebby was last year at this time to where we're thinking, does he have a plan? Is this team going to get better? What's going to happen? You know, there was a lot of talk about the game day atmosphere, all that stuff. It's nice to come into this week against Northern Illinois. You have an opportunity to go 4-0 which has only been done 7 times in school history, by the way. You have an opportunity to go 4-0 and get prepared for a game next week that's going to be absolutely massive for Mississippi State. And at the same time, it's still kind of a measured Jeff Lebby. Now, I think he speaks with a little more confidence at this point than what he was at this point last year. You can see a coach that he knows that things have kind of got on steady ground a little bit, and now he's trying to build on that. And he's, again, every single week, it's a guy that's not satisfied. He talked about, yeah, everybody looks at the score, 63 to nothing. That looks great. But there's so many things that we missed in that game that we got away with. And you're not going to get away with that against Tennessee and the SEC schedule. And you might not get away with it this week against Northern Illinois. If you don't play your best game of football, that's a program that is not going to be intimidated.
They are not a stranger to going to power stadiums and walking away the victor. Ask Notre Dame about that. But it leads to something that I'll make this the sign for this week. The sign is brought to you by Pip Printing and Signs. When you are a business owner, printing is the lifeblood of your business. It's how you get people in the door. It's how you keep their attention. If you don't have great printing and great signage, great mail outs, it's tough to get people to come to see your business and see what you're all about. You need the best in the business, and that's Pip Printing and Signs. And the best part of it is this. If you're a Mississippi State fan and you are already spending money for your business on printing, just by switching over to Pip Printing and Signs, you can become a Bulldog Initiative business and be giving to Mississippi State's NIL efforts right off the top without spending an extra dime of your own money. That's the difference that Pip Printing and Signs is going to make for you. Call our friend Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216 and talk to him about getting on board with Pip Printing and Signs. Whatever your needs are, if it's for signage, interior or exterior, if you need to get a new mail-out program rolling, whatever it is, Pip Printing and Signs is a solution for your business. When you need printing, call Pip today. Lebby, and then you pointed this out last week, and now I'm starting to pick up on it a little bit. When the players are repeating what Lebby says in the press conference, because Trevion Williams and Jakobi Jackson and Brandon Jennings, not so much from Shapen because it really wouldn't affect him as much, but those three guys, they talked about how physical this football team is that you're going to play on Saturday, this Northern Illinois team, a physical football team. Lebby said it a few times in his press conference. He is putting not fear into them, but he's putting some respect in them. Like, look, don't think this is a team that, like last week, that you can just go out there and show up and just push around for 4 quarters. They will hit you back. They are a good football team, and we have to be prepared for them. That's the message you're getting from Jeff Lebby. When he refers to a team as physical 3 times in a 13-minute press conference, he's trying to get that message across to his team that this is a team that they have to respect, and this is a team that if you play poorly against them, you will end up in that, what they call it, the boneyard up there. That has got so many other Power Five schools with their name in there.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's certainly a challenge to the team that you guys need to come out and you set the tone physically. And I thought they did that for the most part against Alcorn State, but you're now 1 week away from playing SEC competition where every single week is going to be physical. I even whenever you're playing Arkansas, they're going to have a physical brand of offense
Oh,
that you're
yeah,
going to
for
have to go up
sure.
against. Their defense doesn't look great, but their offense is going to be very physical, and that's going to be every week where you're going to be challenged to the limit physically. And if you don't get up to that standard this week, which I'm not saying they haven't been to this point, I think they've been a physical team, but they've got to come out and look like the SEC team on Saturday. It's like when they went up against Southern Miss, like you wanted to see in that game against Southern Miss, did Mississippi State look like an SEC team versus a Sun Belt team? That's what you want to look like on Saturday against a MAC team. And I think they'll be ready for that challenge. This team has not really been ahead of itself or kind of speaking out of turn, or they've been on point
They've
pretty
taken
much.
that one game at a time approach really to
And
heart.
again, it isn't good sound bites for us, but for Mississippi State, it's what they need. They need a team that is businesslike, that's coming out. I don't know how they are at practice and all that stuff, but when they're in front of us, they're not going to give the other team bulletin board material. They're echoing what Jeff Lebby's saying. And I think when you look at the play on the field, it's backing that up. That this isn't a team that acts one way in front of a camera and they get on the field and they're soft, or you know, they're not ready for, they're not prepared for the game. That should, I think, give Mississippi State fans some comfort that it looks like this team is well prepared just about every week. It, so far this year, and it, this is all non-conference at this point. They haven't gotten the SEC play. They come out every Saturday. They're the first ones to score. First possession has been super sharp in every single ball game. They're hitting big plays early. They're getting stops on defense early on in the games. Whenever teams come out and they play like that in the first half, first quarter, that usually tells a lot about how they've prepared throughout the week. Now, things change when you get punched in the mouth or you know, something happens within a game. But for State to come out every single week at this point and they've built a lead and they've gotten an early touchdown, that tells me this is a team that's well-prepared every single week. They're well-coached in the game plan portion of what they're doing, getting ready for a game. And so we'll see if that continues this week. I think it will.
I think it will as well. I think Lebby has his team's attention. I think he, and I think they have bought into this 1-0 mentality. It, some teams don't do that, right? You know, I would be willing to bet big money that at Ole Miss this year, week one when they played Georgia State, the week before that was probably all Kentucky prep, right?
Yes.
I'm willing to bet at Mississippi State, they were preparing for Southern Miss. And they and then they moved on to Arizona State.
Because you can't.
I could be wrong, but I tend to buy it. Right, when you go 2-10, you can't afford to be looking ahead to anybody.
They Jeff Lebby knew that he had to come out in that first game and make a statement because Mississippi State was awful last year. He needed, and this is with Arizona State in mind. They were thinking ahead to Arizona State in some ways, but not in the way that you think. They were thinking ahead to Arizona State in that we need that atmosphere to be incredible.
Right.
And it can't be incredible if we come out and we look like crap against Southern Miss. We've got to come out and we got to make a statement in that first game. And while it was kind of muddy in the first half, which can be expected, I think, whenever you're breaking in all these new players and it's the first game of the season, you didn't know anything about Southern Miss. The second half really told the story of that game. And by the end of the game, they were ready to move on to Arizona State right then. So I think that State was looking ahead to Arizona State in that way, but as far as the game plan and taking care of business on that Saturday, they were all in on Southern Miss. And you got to be that way with Northern Illinois here. It's the same as last week. It's a trap game.
Right.
Last week was a trap game because it was coming after.
Once you beat Arizona State, these next two games became trap games.
Yeah. And, you know, luckily you were playing Alcorn State, but at the same time, I thought State attacked that like a regular game.
Yes.
And you didn't have to worry about that. They've got to have the same mindset this week, and again, I think they will.
Well, they can't look ahead. You and I can, and we got the news today that Mississippi State-Tennessee, 3:15 p.m. on the SEC Network. I often call that the hidden in plain sight window because you're up against that 2:30 ABC game. This may be the most loaded SEC schedule for in terms of television that we've ever had before.
It's up there.
It's absolutely incredible, the games this upcoming weekend at Mississippi State. So, or I'm sorry, in the SEC, when you look at this schedule. So, obviously, 11 a.m., that's a big game. Notre Dame at Arkansas. I mean, who does Notre Dame have this week? Do we know?
No.
Notre Dame footballs. All right, so they have Purdue. So, they're going to get a win. But they're going to go to Arkansas, and if they lose, they're 1-3 and their season's over.
Would it be better for them to be in a conference for the playoffs?
Yes, in this, if you're going to drop two of your first three games, yes. If you're going to lose three of your first,
when do they jump in a conference?
They don't.
They never
will because they make too much money on their NBC deal that they don't want to split with anybody.
That's insane.
Here's the thing: if they make an extra point on Saturday and they're 1-1, nobody cares where they are, right? They're gonna be fine. But now they're looking. If they don't beat Arkansas, they're probably not gonna make the playoff.
Yeah.
Whereas if they were in a conference and they lost to Arkansas, they could still win their conference and make the playoffs. So that's how you have to look at that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's 11 a.m. Then in the afternoon window on ESPN, you have Auburn at A&M, and on ABC you have LSU at Ole Miss, and then you have Tennessee at Mississippi State. I think State, if they win this week, will get into the top 25. That's going to be three top 25 matchups going on at the same time. It's scheduled this way for one reason. They didn't want to put any real competition up against Alabama, Georgia. So it's 6:30 on ESPNU. You have UMass at Missouri. On the SEC Network, 6:45, Kentucky at South Carolina. They just couldn't do anything with that. I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that they didn't put that at 11:45 on the SEC Network and put Utah State at Vanderbilt against Alabama, Georgia. I'm really kind of surprised by that. But Alabama, Georgia is going to get the standalone there.
I guess they wanted one. That's the SEC Network?
Yeah.
I guess they wanted an SEC
Somebody on
game.
Your board made a good point, though. I wonder if the SEC will send their normal Saturday night crew to Starkville.
Be smart.
Would Tom, Cole, and Jordan get that game? I'm going to reach out to one of them today and see if I can find that out.
But, like, here's the thing. Like, I totally get everybody that's kind of, like, upset about this. Who are you going to replace on that list if you're Mississippi State? And State's just not there yet as far as, like, the notoriety or whatever. But who are you replacing here? Ole Miss and LSU is going to be two top 15 teams.
You know what's funny, though?
Alabama and Georgia, that is what it is. So that's going to be the ABC night.
That was locked in 2 months ago.
So ABC is going to have those two games. That's just what it is. And then you have Auburn, Texas A&M is going to be two top 25 teams.
If Tennessee had won,
had they won
Georgia, State would have one of those 2:30 slots.
I think State would have been 2:30 A&M Auburn, like where that is.
I think you're right, yeah.
I think you probably
thought Ole Miss LSU was going to be 2:30 CBS since the schedule
came. I don't know. They probably still would have done that.
Well, I'm saying I thought the LSU at Ole Miss was going to be the ABC game since the schedule came out.
Yeah,
like as soon as I saw the schedule, I was like, that's going to be ABC.
Well, and we thought, you know, Bama and Georgia would have that primetime spot too. I was not expecting State. I thought State might get the ESPN.
Yes, at Bama, Georgia, they announced that like back in June or something, whenever that was.
And that game is the ESPN game too, right?
It's ABC.
But isn't it also on ESPN?
Are they doing a double? No. There'll be a big another game. It's like an ACC game or something. It's probably an ACC game. Maybe Miami. Who are Miami playing? I don't know. I mean, you know what? What if we had a device that could tell us?
They probably have the entire schedule out.
Yeah, they do. So college football 9:27. Saturday. No, it's not. It's not that. Is there a Big 12 game? It's Arizona at Iowa State at 6 p.m. on ESPN.
Okay. I guess they got to spread the wealth.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
So where is that game? Is it South Carolina's? They're at or okay. So I'm texting Tom Hart right this second. I'll see if I can update this. So there we go. So yeah, just a monster day of college football though, because we mentioned all the SEC games. You've also got Penn State, Oregon at Penn State. That's on NBC. Ohio State at Washington on CBS. You got the big nude game is USC at Illinois. 3:30 p.m. on Peacock, Indiana at Iowa. What's the big game in the Big 12 that day? Not really a good one. Baylor's at Oklahoma State. Utah at West Virginia. Arizona at Iowa State's probably your best game there. Notre Dame at Arkansas, we already mentioned. I mean, just a symphony of college football. I can't wait to see it on that one. All right, let's move into the final part of the show, the SEC Pick'em. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the delicious smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And, of course, the older brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. Both are a fantastic choice. The Cotton District is the place to be. We've got 3:15 kicks these next 2 weekends. That means you got chance. If you want to do early, you want to get there early, watch the early game, head over to the stadium, you can do that. But if you want to come back after the game and enjoy a late night there, you can do that as well. The Cotton District will be happening, and Two Brothers and the older brother right there in the middle of it. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
Very matter-of-factly. Very, very matter-of-factly.
That's right.
When you need business technology, if you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is, give Advantage Business Systems a call today, because not only do you get the product that you're looking for, you get the promise of guaranteed service after the sale. They will take care of you long after that sale is made at Advantage Business Systems. That's how they've been able to stay open for five decades. They take care of their customers. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Tom says he doesn't know. Like finds out. I guess he'll find out sometime later this week. Maroon & Co. It's the place to go for the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. If you're going to be in Starkville for any reason, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. And I know a lot of you have been, and we appreciate you going and supporting our sponsors. But we're doing you the favor here, guys. We're telling you where the best place to get the best Mississippi State gear is. Nobody's got a bigger selection in Starkville than Maroon & Co., and nobody else has our promo code. Thunder15 saves 15% off regular price on any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. Or you head to the game at Davis-Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure you've been to Maroon & Co. If you got to be out in the yard this weekend, you want to get back inside so you can watch college football, nothing beats a deer for getting that lawn looking the way you want it to. No matter how big your lawn is, John Deere has a mower for you, and Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden sells it. So you can get up there and get a great mower. You can also get great financing on the bigger mowers, the commercial ones, when you've got that Robbie Falk-sized yard. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Whatever you're doing around the house this weekend, a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden can make your job an easier one. Go see our friends in Saltillo. I will be at Saltillo 9 days from today, next Thursday the 25th. Sports Talk Mississippi live from Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Please come out and say hello to us.
Going to have to get my scallywag cousin Ben Hodge over there.
You get him over there and you tell him
he's a lawn man.
He's a lawnsman. All right.
Yeah.
We'll get him over there. And no better place. If you're a lawnsman,
I'm sure he's been to Scruggs many times.
If you're a lawnsman, you need to be at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. All right, Robbie. Georgia put me back on level terms with you in our SEC football pick'em.
Yeah, I missed the mark on that. Oh. I was off to a good start. I said they were going to win by two touchdowns. They were up by two TDs.
Yeah.
Just didn't
just got away. It got away from me. All right, let's look at this week's games. We'll pick the ones that we are not concerned about. Southeastern Louisiana at LSU. We'll take the Tigers. UAB at Tennessee. Trent Dilfer is the coach at UAB. You cannot lose games in Knoxville and win.
You can't. It's impossible.
Take them. And then,
That's going to be a massacre.
Yeah. They're going to be mad. Yeah. Georgia State at Vanderbilt. Don't forget Georgia State won this game last year, but I will definitely be riding with Vandy on this one.
Still very hard to believe.
So Vandy plays Georgia State this week, and then they play Utah State. Probably they're going to be 5-0.
5-0.
They're going to be, one more win, and they're in a bowl, and never mind that. So that's crazy.
They're legit. I'm interested to see what Vandy looks like post-Diego,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just him, man.
Yeah.
Their defense is good. They're coached really well. Clark Lee's a great coach.
He's put together a system there.
Yeah.
Of bringing in former 24/7 guy, Barton Simmons, as a recruiting analyst. It's worked. It's worked with them.
Barton is very good at value. That was a genius move by them.
All right. Here's the games we're going to talk about. This is an intriguing game. Arkansas at Memphis.
Very intriguing.
Arkansas coming off of that loss to Ole Miss.
Letdown game.
It's a letdown game. They're hosting Notre Dame next week. It's a letdown game and a trap game rolled into one.
And that if you have three straight losses, Sam Pittman.
He's in trouble. He's in trouble. What do we think here? I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Memphis is.
They're good.
Is tough.
That's
a team that I could see getting the group of five.
Something you and I both know is that Memphis, when they host an SEC team, their crowd shows up and they are rough.
Yep. Oh, man.
You going to pull the trigger?
I don't think I can just yet. I think Arkansas wins this. Should be a decent Arkansas crowd, too. That's not a bad drive.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I'm going to go with Arkansas here. I think they're going to – it's like I've said, the talent gap between the SEC and these group of six schools is getting larger.
Yes.
Because the best players from the group of six are not –
they're not hanging around.
There's exceptions, but they're not sticking in the group of six if they are good enough to play in the SEC.
Correct.
Teams like Arkansas are picking off those type of players.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Arkansas. I don't feel great about it, but I'll go with the Razorbacks here.
All right.
That's my ABC, too.
It is. Florida at Miami. This is College Game Day, one of the worst selections ever. I think they said this is the biggest spread ever on a College Game Day game.
What are we doing?
Well, I mean, where else were they? They couldn't go back to Norman because they were just there,
There's
right?
just nothing else.
Not really. I mean, I don't know the Big Ten schedule off the top of my head, but in the SEC, there's not much.
I would rather go to Missouri, South Carolina than
Yeah.
this.
If South Carolina had won, I bet they would have.
Yeah.
I bet they would have. I'll definitely go Miami here.
Yeah,
All
Miami.
right, take the Hurricanes.
I don't trust Billy Napier as far as I can throw him
His
around.
time is coming true. Five picks for Lagway last week. Five.
If he's not playing well,
All
you're
right.
screwed at Florida.
Kind of an interesting game. There's a little sizzle to Tulane at Ole Miss.
There is.
Our buddy John Sokoloff, I believe, said he would be in Oxford. Is that correct? No,
No,
he didn't. He
he.
said he was going to go, and then they something else happened. I was looking forward to the Sokoloff Kiffin reunion,
Yes, that would
but
have
we
been
won't
nice if
get
he
it.
would have gone in that press conference.
But Tulane's playing good football. They have already beaten a Power Five team badly. Ole
Two.
Miss,
Two.
yeah.
They beat Northwestern and Duke.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So here's my question.
And they beat South Alabama, who's a really good
Yeah,
group of six team.
I guess it's not even the question. It's like, if you're Ole Miss, you can't make a change, can you? You have to stick with Chambliss, don't you?
No. Well, no. I wouldn't make a change. If Austin Simmons can play, I'm going with Simmons.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I don't think you make a quarterback controversy here. I
I
think
think
you.
there'll be one either way.
I'm
You
not.
saw the way Chambliss played last
I
week.
know, but you've put all your eggs in the Austin Simmons basket as
Oh,
far as
this is the
future.
Shea Patterson, Jordan Tamu thing all over again for me, man.
Well, but it's not the same
It's not the
because
same.
this is a 1-year deal, I believe, with the D2 guy, and he was brought in just to be Simmons'
But that's what
backup.
Tamu was.
You
Like,
start doing that, and then you, well, Tiamu was here for multiple
he
years.
was, but he was only signed because they were like, we got to get somebody to back up Shea. And
Yeah,
we'll get a
but
JUCO that
don't
nobody's heard
but
of.
Austin Simmons, I think, is the future of that team, and I don't.
I just.
I think if you pull the plug on that
The
quick.
problem is, Simmons in both games has thrown picks in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, there's no question that Chambliss has
If
been
you do
better.
that, if he does it again, people are going to be like, "What? We got to get him in, get Trinidad in." I think they got a controversy no matter what.
I mean, it might play into
So,
that, but I think it's better for Lane Kiffin and for Austin Simmons if he says if Simmons is healthy, he's our
yeah,
guy.
I'm going to go with the Rebels, but I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, these teams have played
Summerall will
a
have a
few
good game plan
times.
ready.
They played a few times the last few years,
Yeah.
and Tulane has been in position a couple of times, but they have got to play really well.
Yeah, Tulane 2 years ago had them on the ropes a little bit, and then they came back.
They just make mistakes in
Exactly.
critical moments, but
Exactly.
in these group of six games, like you cannot have that happen and have a chance to win against an SEC school.
You
So
cannot lose games and
we've
win.
already done that joke.
Okay, I just
But
want
no, I'm gonna go with Ole
to go with
Miss,
the
and
Rebels.
I think they'll cover.
All right. Only two games that are SEC versus SEC. South Carolina at Missouri, Columbia versus Columbia. Again, I think I agree with myself that if South Carolina wins last week, that's probably your college game day game. I'll tell you what. If you said who's the best quarterback in the SEC right this second, I think the answer might be Bo Pribula. He is playing at a really high level.
I think it's John Mateer.
Mateer and Pribula are your top two guys. For sure. There's no question in my mind. If Sellers, I don't know if Sellers is going to play in this game either. He had a
Yeah.
concussion. He could be out. I'm going to go with the Tigers. I'm going with the home team.
You know me, I'm not high on South Carolina.
Yeah.
I
But
just
you're not high on Missouri either.
I'm not, but I'm more high on Missouri than I am on South Carolina.
Yeah.
Missouri is not so up and down like South Carolina is.
Yeah.
South Carolina did what they did against Ole Miss last year against Vandy, where you're coming in with some good
And they fell
hype,
apart.
and it's just
Well, once
like,
Sellers
what
got hurt, the game was
happened?
over. So,
Yeah, but I think it was already kind of trending Vandy's way.
yeah.
If they don't have Lenore Sellers, they're just not a good
They're not a good
team.
team. So, you're taking the Tigers?
I'm gonna go with the Tigers
Okay.
here, and this is a team that's dangerous.
Last chance for us here. I'm going to go back. I need to get my helmet schedule. I want to see what I picked back during the summer for this one. Okay. The Jackson Arnold revenge game, Auburn at Oklahoma, nationally ranked game. A lot on the line for both of these teams. These are two teams that thus far have overachieved. I had both of these teams with a loss at this point. They're both undefeated, both playing pretty good football, although Auburn was not good last weekend. I looked back in the summer, I picked Auburn to win this game. I'm changing that pick. I'm going to go with the home team here. Oklahoma wins this one. Jackson Arnold does not get revenge against his former team.
Yeah, I'm going Oklahoma
Oh.
too. That's I feel like Oklahoma's a much better team this year. I think the defense is a lot sharper. John Mateer has made such a difference in the offense too. The offense last year was just not good.
Yeah.
So I think Oklahoma wins this one, Auburn comes back down to earth, and we'll see what happens with
So Auburn loses, and then next week it's at A&M, then it's an off week, then it's Georgia and Missouri at home. So it could get bad for Auburn. We'll see what happens. All right. You know what to do. Tomorrow's the Rumblings. Get us your questions. We're happy to answer them, and we'll have plenty to talk about on tomorrow's show. Talk to you again tomorrow for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.